Sunny, 102.3 presents The Gone Fishing Show with your hosts, Rick Hale and Joe Dionne.
I'll tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
You know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing.
Oh, yeah.
Flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, welcome to the Gone Fishing Show for Friday, June 1st, my 44th wedding anniversary with the same woman.
Wow!
Dang!
Congratulations!
Believe it or not,
are you serious?
Amazing how tolerant women can be.
No kidding.
Yep. A product of the '70s.
We didn't have her on here though. Y'all, tell you what.
No.
Gee, my nitty.
And she don't listen either.
I don't blame her.
She knows me better.
What's happening, everybody? This is the Gone Fishing Show. Got Captain Jim Britton from Salty Tales Charters in today. We've got Mr. Jeff Altman, the American Trapper, and we've got Mr. Joe Dionne. I'm Captain Don Taylor of Inshore Outdoors Fishing. First of all, we want to start off by wishing Mr. Rick Hale a speedy recovery. He's out of the hospital. He's kicking around now, but not out of the woods completely. So we want to wish you, Rick, a speedy recovery. Yep. And thoughts and prayers go out to you and your family.
Yeah, I got him home Wednesday.
Yeah.
And he's resting up. Yeah, he's you know, ornery as ever.
Was that a picture of?
Yeah, I was going to do a Facebook Live on him, you know, but
I saw a picture. He posted something.
He didn't have that. He didn't have that gown in the back tied, so I didn't want to take any Facebook pictures of it.
Did they toss him out of there already with the gown?
That would have been a scary thought.
Yeah. Hey, he's probably listening. He might give us a call, Rick, if you're feeling up to it, buddy. Give us a shout. Let us know how you're feeling today.
But he had a scare, though, but we're glad he's out of the hospital.
Yeah.
And we're glad he's
he had
doing
some,
well.
He had some major surgery, and so it, he's got a few scars, or he'll have a few scars anyway.
Chicks dig scars, you know.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's right.
But like I said, we have Captain Jim Britton. How you doing, Jim, today?
Doing well. Thanks for having me up here, guys.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate
you coming driving up.
And you are from, tell the folks, you're out of Flagler, correct, or somewhere down the way?
Yeah, Flagler County. I basically fish southern St. John's County, Flagler County, and a little bit of northern Volusia County. So Tomoka Basin to State Road 206.
So for, so for the folks that don't know exactly where that's at, give them like a city-to-city was.
Crescent Beach to Ormond Beach.
There you go.
There you go.
That's cool.
And what do you float around on?
I have a custom 17 Mitzi.
You got a Mitzi.
I do.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
That's a good boat, man.
It's got a little mini tower, so kind of the whole front of my whole boat is open.
Who made that tower? I saw that.
Big Boy's Play Toys.
Yeah.
He's black.
Looks good.
Yeah, it's pretty cool looking. And we got the American Trapper. Jeff Altman today.
He's eating his chicken McNuggets.
Yeah, these are another.
Did you make those or did you buy them, Jeff?
Mickey D's.
Oh, Mickey D's.
Yep.
They got the recipe from you then.
God, probably.
That's why your waistline's getting a little.
Yeah.
Not good for you.
My jeans keep shrinking in the dryer. I don't know.
You hate that when your clothes get smaller.
Well, the fishing connection for the month of June is being distributed as we speak. It began distribution yesterday, and we've got some great articles with some great writers in there.
Folks, check out the front page, Mr. Joe's Journal. It's a new addition to the fishing connection.
Yeah, that was a quick fill-in job real quick.
Some insight to the world of Mr. Joe Dionne.
Yeah.
But
anyway, what happened was we have gone to 32 pages this month.
Wow.
28, so we've increased 4 pages. We appreciate it from our sponsors sincerely.
What did we start off with?
18 pages when we took it over.
And that was when?
January, a year and a half ago.
Is that what it was, really?
Yeah. We've had it a year and a half now.
Wow. So it's grown pretty good,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Looks like business is picking up.
Fantastic sponsors. Top-of-the-line riders we have in here every month.
Correct.
And
And if you get hungry while you're reading the fishing connection, you can always cook the recipes that are in there.
Yeah. Jeff's got his recipe in there. We've got the fishing schedules. No, what do we got? The tide charts for St. Augustine, for Fernandina, and for Jacksonville. So all three tide charts are in this month's paper.
That's cool. And then we've got a tournament section with Mr. Craig Van Brocklin puts out every month.
Right.
Gives everybody the rundown of what tournaments are coming up and who won what. So that's pretty cool.
Yep.
But like you said, we got articles from writers from different counties, you know, like I said, from Flagler all the way to Nassau. So that's pretty cool, too.
Yep. And we got some fresh water in there. We got some inland. We got R&J Tackle, does it from Green Cove Springs. So, yeah, we've got about everything covered up.
You getting in this?
Tides for tomorrow.
Put him on the spot here.
Mayport, low at 6:40 a.m. with a 0.4 and a high at 11:50 with 4.5. Sisters Creek, low at 6:45 a.m. with a 0.2, high at 12:15, 3.6. Dames Point, low at 7 a.m. with a 0.1, a high at 12:35 with a 2.9. Downtown, low at 7:50 a.m., 0.2, high at 1:20 with a 1.8. Ortega, low at 8:35 a.m. with a 0.1 and a high at 2:10 with a 1.0. And check the valley out. Low at 7:45 a.m. with a 0.3. And look at the high, 2:10 with a 4.1 for the high.
Jim, you're a long-time experienced captain. So folks that are hearing those tides, when they're hearing the 0.4s and the 2.0s and that kind of stuff, explain to folks what that actually means when they're hearing those as far as the tides go.
That's going to be your tidal range. So, Correct. So how many feet of range you're going to have throughout that tide. So if it's below zero, you're going to have a negative tide. And, you know, talking about the valley tide, mm-hmm. sounds like it's going to be a pretty good tide down there. It's
right.
a nice flood tide start.
4.1, yeah.
Right. Yep. So a lot of people don't understand, you know, exactly what that those numbers mean.
Ideal numbers are what? Flat to 2.0?
I guess it depends, on what kind of fishing you like, you know?
It definitely depends on what kind of fishing you like.
Yeah. So, all right, 904-296-2692. We're going to get Mr. Altman to read off the info to you real quick.
Yep, you're listening to the Gone Fishing Show on Sunny 102.3 FM here in Jacksonville. Call us live at 904-296-2692. Apple or Android users can download the app on the Play Store by typing in Sunny FM 102.3 or listening through live streaming on your computer from the website at www.gonefishingshow.com. And there is no G in fishing.
There ain't no G in that fishing.
That's right.
All right, y'all stand by. We'll return shortly. Hold tight.
Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com.
No matter how well-maintained your boat is, things still happen. Props get sheared off, fuel pumps quit working, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing for on-the-water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. Considering the average tow is around $700, a Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. That's BoatUS.com. Don't throw away that broken reel. Get it repaired by Keith Secor, better known as Keith the Reel Guy. For years, Keith the Reel Guy has saved many a reel from being thrown away. If your reel is in need of repair, just drop it off at Rick's Bait and Tackle in Jacksonville Beach, or you can just give Keith the Reel Guy a call. He's at 904-631-8924. Keith can get your reel repaired at a fair price and in a timely fashion. Call Keith the Reel Guy today and get your favorite reel back on the rod and out of the garbage can. Keith the Reel Guy, 904-631-8924.
You wouldn't trust just anyone on where to find your next big catch, would you? So why trust anyone when it comes to buying or selling your home?
when the experts at Real Keeper Realty can help you navigate your way through the biggest financial move you'll make in your life. Just like fishing, when you're selling your home, you got to put out the right bait to attract the best buyers. And when it comes to buying the right home for you and your family, we'll stay the course and make sure you find a real keeper. For all of your real estate needs, give Real Keeper Realty a call. 904-414-4000. Real Keeper Realty. Your home. Your future. Our commitment.
Heading out to Hexer Drive to fish? Then there's only one bait and tackle stop for you, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp. They're located at 5212 Hexer Drive and have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Run out of bait while fishing? Well, Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply. No boat? No worry. Browns has the finest docks to fish on, so you need to give those folks a call. At 757-1600, a big supporter of the Recreational Fishing Alliance, Browns Fish Camp. 757-1600.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, we're back for segment number two. Mr. Hale, if you're listening, my friend, give us a call. Let us know how you're feeling today.
And if anybody's got any questions, want to ask, yeah, give us a call at 904-296-2692.
Not that we can answer them or anything, but we'll listen to your question.
296-2692. All right, let's get into a little bit south of Jacksonville. Let's talk with Captain Jim Britton and see what's going on down there in that area.
Well, you know, like most places on this coast, are annual fish that we chase around, you know, mm-hmm. you know, without having a seasonal fish would be our red fishing.
Right.
Here lately, a lot of the guides down there are not following the state regulations with the 2 per bag limit, you know, just call it, okay. you know, allowing their clients to keep 2 fish per person.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of boats have gone to 1 per person or even 2 per boat. One of the other captains down there is actually going to – he's not harvesting redfish, period. He's just – if they want something to eat, he's looking for trout, redfish,
right,
that kind of stuff. And I don't know if our population's decreased, but I've definitely seen an increase in the number
in
of people out
people
there fishing.
Fishing. Yeah,
and it's changed the fishing patterns a good bit.
Now, are you saying, like, when you say the number of people, you mean fishing guides, or are you saying just pressure on the water in general?
Both.
Okay.
You know, I mean, micro skiffs are getting more and more popular. Yep. Some of them are getting less and less expensive. Some of them are going up by far.
Yeah.
But
most of them are going up,
but,
actually.
You know, the fishing is still good. It's just different. You know, it's different. You know, growing up down there, it seemed like you just go out and tire your arm out catching redfish. Now you have to work a little bit harder for it. You have to actually put some time in, keep fishing long.
Well, they're getting smarter, I think, what they're doing. Kind of like here. I think the fish here, they're experiencing a little more pressure. And so, therefore, I think they're getting smarter as a whole, you know. As opposed to, I think we have a lot of fish here in our area, but I think the fish are getting smarter. They know when they hear something right away. They may spook a little easier than they used to and stuff like that. Y'all seen that down there?
Oh, definitely. And I'm not a big fan of smart fish. I
me
like
neither.
Fish that are just
me
like
neither.
Me, big, dumb, and hungry.
Kind of like, you like your women, huh?
He's Wife married. Take exception to that.
Yeah, I shouldn't say that, but.
But yeah, I've noticed it too. Jeff. And you can go online and look at. The amount of boat sales, you know, people are selling boats, but then they're turning right around and people are buying them. Look at the increase in kayaks,
you know,
easy, accessible. You can get up into the creeks, you know, where the boats weren't going before. So now you've got, you get real skinny. A lot of new vessels coming out where you can just about go in half a foot of water.
Well, you know, like we said before, you know, used to back in the day, let's say even like, say, maybe 10 years ago, whereas, you know, you could fish a creek or, let's say, an area or a bay, for instance, and you couldn't get within 1,000 yards, let's say, of where maybe the fish could take refuge, you know, where they forage at and take refuge. Well, now, in, like, fast forward to present time, you know, some boats like yours can get 500 yards further back. The kayaks can get, you know, 300 or 400 yards farther back. So those fish that had that 1,000-yard buffer from the fishermen, well, now
it's decreased.
It's decreased, yeah. And on top of that, man building, you know, we're building out towards them on top of that. So they're... their area that they used to live in is getting smaller as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there's a lot of factors that I think that go into it, which can be good, you know, and be bad at the same time, you know.
Yeah. Sure, definitely.
Well, now next week we have a young lady calling in from Tallahassee. She's going to give us some information on the snapper season coming up, and she'll have all the answers.
Now, is that the Atlantic side or the Gulf side? Or the,
that, or both.
Yeah.
Both?
Okay. Both, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
She's from the state of Florida.
Yeah,
so
that will
be
wonderful.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So that's we're going to give her a whole segment. She's going to probably call in. I think I got her scheduled to call in the second segment for next week.
That's cool.
She might need two segments.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of calls on that one.
And if we got them, we got two segments. We'll give it to her. Yeah. She's got the time.
I'm correct, I believe today is opening for shrimp season.
June 1st?
That's
what I believe. Anybody know anything about that? Give us a shout.
I can look it up real quick, though. But
yep. I believe you can
start harvesting shrimp.
Well, I tell you what, Jeff,
I've been seeing them in the creeks, and I see them quite a bit. And right now, man, they are tiny. Yep. The ones I've been seeing personally.
Means there was mommies and daddies out there somewhere.
Well, but I mean, they're still really, really small. I mean, they're like, you know, maybe
everybody
half an
save
inch, maybe.
The shrimp population. Go catch trout.
Well, I know the shrimp we've been getting at the shop lately have been great looking shrimp.
Yeah,
I
mean, they're coming from the West Coast, right?
But they're jumping out of the bucket. You know, they come up to the register.
Yep.
You know, with two dozen shrimp, they come up to the register with a dozen and a half.
We'll have our local shrimpers out catching live bait for the bait shops. So we'll have local shrimp, which me personally, I've always been a bigger fan of the East Coast and the West Coast shrimp.
Yeah.
Why is that, Jeff? Just
It's just native shrimp. They're the ones that are around here. Mm-hmm.
That's what the fish you're eating that you're trying to catch.
Yeah, exactly. And they go, that one's from the other side of the state.
Yeah.
It'll do, but, you know.
There's a difference now.
That's like a fresh shrimp and a frozen shrimp, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just curious. I didn't know if there was they were that drastically different in the size or their activity or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So I was just curious.
Well, I mean, during certain times of the season, you know, you go to the bait shops and everybody's whining and complaining because all the shrimp are small.
Right.
Well, it's like the bait shops aren't the ones growing the shrimp.
No.
You know, they get what they
get. It's a seasonal deal.
The suppliers, and they have to sell them.
But we do
get better shrimp over here on the East Coast.
Yeah. I was going to say, on top of that, if the shrimp are small that they're catching, that's the shrimp are small that the fish are eating also.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, so you're just feeding them what's out there.
Yeah. Correct. That's just like surf fishing, you know, the same thing. A lot of people don't realize they'll go out surf fishing, and they'll take a huge full shrimp, head, tail, skin, everything, throw it on that
hook right
and chunk it out there.
Hooked in the middle, of course.
Then they come back either with a totally twisted line because the tail's still on, they're in a current, or they come back empty and they wonder why, you know. That fish swims up, he looks at that bait. He grabs it, laughs at you, and just pulls it right off the hook.
Yeah.
You know, put a chunk of meat no bigger than the size of your first segment of your finger on there. Put it in the cradle of the hook. Leave the barb exposed. Throw it out there. When that fish comes over to hit that bait, that barb's going to pop him most of the time.
What are you talking about again now? I'm sorry.
Surf fishing.
Give him less to aim at. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Make him grab the hook.
And a guy used to tell me, he goes, Joe, he says, you know how big an elephant is? I said, yeah. He says, what do elephants eat? I said, peanuts. He goes, big critters like little baits.
Elephants also eat whole loaves of bread.
Why do people always say that? Because elephants live out in like Africa, and I don't think there's like a supply of peanuts laying on the ground in Africa. And so that whole
okay, now he's getting out. He's getting technical.
Maybe that's for the Georgia elephants.
Yeah. Well, no, I thought you were talking about, Joe, like when you, I don't know how you, when you rig a shrimp on your hook for your clients, sometimes what I'll do, I will take a little fish bite, a little piece of fish bite, and I will put it on, you know, behind
lock
the shrimp.
It on. Lock same it on. With
that
the
way,
clams.
That way when they throw it, they can't throw it off the hook every single cast, you know.
Same thing with the clams, you know.
Yeah, usually if I'm throwing shrimp, I'm actually using a jig head, like a quarter ounce jig head.
And you pin it.
I take the tail off, come through for the back.
Gotcha.
And,
pull them backwards.
Yeah. You know, when you pop it off structure, it looks like a shrimp escaping. Mm-hmm.
That's the way I always run. I always run it through the backside of his tail.
And come through the bottom part of the head down there.
I run it through like his tail, the backside of him. I run it through this way and then pop it back out that way.
This way doesn't tell the people on radio anything.
Okay, I'm sorry. So I run it through, instead of the belly of the shrimp, I run it through the hard side of the shrimp, through his back, let's say.
Yeah.
Pop it through the hard side, come through his belly, and then back through. And so when he's pinned.
Sounds like too much work to
me. No, it's super easy. But like you said, when you pull it through the water, it looks like he's moving backwards.
Right.
So, bam.
Yeah. Well, Jeff?
Yep.
Did you go out at all this week?
I went out to the Lions Club, stood on their dock and casted for about an hour, caught one trout. but it was on a brand new reel, so I was basically just going out there to dial that in. And
where'd you get that reel from?
Tent Sale.
Oh, the Tent Sale. Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Now, who was that that got? No, that was somebody else that got. That was Miguel got that reel on the show a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, Miguel got a really nice reel.
Yep. Jeff got a purse from the CCA.
The CCA.
Yeah, matches his outfit.
Tournament.
Good,
yeah.
No, coach purse. Yeah.
Coach purse. Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm not going to mess around.
I know.
I like
I'm
it.
Gonna, if I'm going to tote a purse.
He uses it as a tackle bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smells like gulp now.
Yeah. Expensive tackle bag is crazy, but it looks good on him, though, you know.
But, no, I've been really busy at the house, trying to get the house squared away, you know, get some remodeling
got
done,
a fishing
some
license
repairs
yet?
Done. So my fishing license lapsed about 3 weeks ago, and it still has not been renewed. So that tells you how actively fishing I have been. But
well, you
priorities are priorities.
Before,
you know,
so.
I got to keep the house going. And
that's right.
So,
well, yeah. I did go out to Mayport this morning. I had to run out there for a job. So I got to take a look at the water. Water was absolutely beautiful. The inside of the little jetties, there was a kayaker out there paddling around, and didn't get to watch him too much, but it water was absolutely beautiful, and hopefully they
were
catching some fish.
Where?
Little jetties.
Okay.
Going out Mayport, towards Mayport. Mm-hmm. For the Coast Guard station.
You know, Jeff was telling me that he was actually, don't name the place, but you were down a couple of nights ago wrangling up possums. Is that right?
Yeah.
Thought that was crazy. Tell us about that real quick.
Place had some possums around. I went and got rid of them. No big deal.
What'd you catch them with?
His hands?
No. Bait-wise?
Yeah.
Possum? Honey buns?
Honey buns. Every time I talk to him, the stuff that he uses to catch critters with, it just fascinates me. It's just some things I would never in a million years think of, and so it's
gotta catch a coon. Marshmallows,
isn't that great?
I've heard that before.
Raccoon crack, man. Yeah. Raccoon crack.
Captain Jim, tarpon fishing. You do any of that?
Man, it's amazing you said that. On my charter yesterday, we jumped our first big one of the season.
Really?
Was not expecting it by far. A 10-pound tackle, jumped about an 80-pound tarpon. We fought it for 30 minutes. Then it finally broke us off.
Ooh, let's really, talk some more about tarpon fishing on the next side.
Go ahead, Jeff.
You're listening to the Gone Fishing Show on Sunny 102.3. Call us live at 296-2692. Apple or Android users can download the app on the Play Store by typing in Sunny FM 102.3. You're listening through live streaming on your computer from the website www.gonefishingshow.com. And there is no G in the fishing.
That's right. All right, y'all stand by. We'll return shortly. Hold tight.
You know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7. Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak and can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber, and they intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Is Greystone Kitchens better than the big box stores for your new cabinets and countertops? About 1,000,000%. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. We are 1,000,000% better for cabinets and countertops, and I can prove it. Better selection, styles, and options. 100% better. Any color you can imagine. 100% better. Faster turnaround and completion. 100% better. You get a hassle-free fun experience and a contractor that listens to you and brings your dreams to life. It all adds up to 1,000,000% better. For the first time ever, our quick cabinet and countertop makeover is on sale this month. We just got 2,000,000% better. Don't let a store clerk design or manage your project. Get Greystone Kitchens to do it, and you'll have me. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Find us at GreystoneKitchens.com. State licensed contractor, CRC 1330991.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps. Equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 1330452.
Are you working every day than just sitting on the couch because you're just too exhausted? No energy left for the family, your to-do list and tummy both growing? Just want to get healthy? It's time to get balanced and live life. With two plant-based supplements twice a day, you can regain a balanced life and enjoy mental clarity and energy to have fun. Try a 7-day starter pack for just $25. Call Angela Stewart at 904-226-1020. 226-1020. She can help you get healthy again.
Black Friday Outlet has Black Friday closeout deals every day. High quality furniture is always up to 80% off. And if it's not the cheapest in town, it's free. Current and past military get extra discounts. 100-day same as cash. Delivery available. They'll even take away your old furniture. High quality furniture, bedding, and rugs at Black Friday Outlet. 1187 Lane Avenue South. If they don't have it, they can get it.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, we're back. We were talking a little bit during the break, Donnie. You and Captain Jim were talking about something, and I was kind of listening in. What was going on over there?
Oh, I was just talking to Captain Jim. He was telling me how was it yesterday?
Yesterday, yep.
Go ahead and tell us about yesterday. One of his clients jumped a tarpon down there.
Tarpon,
so
yep.
Go ahead and tell us about his pretty cool story.
So I had a couple of 15-year-old boys on the boat and one of the dads, and we were just in a little hole looking for some bonnethead sharks, shrimp, and a jig head. You know, mm-hmm. Kids love to catch sharks, and we caught a couple small ones. And all of a sudden, drag started peeling off on this one line, the lightest rod on the boat, of course, 10-pound tackle.
Always have
it. Yeah. It's 7'6", medium light rod.
So no live bait.
Well, shrimp.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Shrimp and a jig head. And, you know, it peels off a little bit of drag. I'm like, all right, guys, reel in your lines. We've got a good shark on here. We'll have a fun fight. And all of a sudden, this head comes out of the water, starts shaking. And I lose it.
Wow.
Yeah. It's old.
Yeah, I'm like, it's a tarpon. I'm firing up the motor, picking up the power pole. We chased that fish through a bunch of structures. It went shallow. It went deep. It came to the surface. It jumped. We got a good probably 15 shots at pictures of it. And fought it about 30 minutes from probably 200 yards through the flat, out into the intercoastal, back into the flat.
On 10-pound test.
On 10-pound test.
How fun is that?
That's awesome,
yeah, 15-year-old boy.
And you got a 15-year-old kid doing that?
Yeah.
He was losing his mind.
Yeah, biggest fish he'd ever caught up to that point was an 8-pound largemouth bass. So we didn't land the fish. He made one more jump. After
he's ruined.
Busted off. Yeah.
That's what I just said. I said he's bitten now. He's got the bug. It's over with.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we started catching some fish after that. And it didn't even compare to
10-pound redfish. Was like
I remember off the pier with the when you hooked them off the end of the pier. You know, you'd have to work them all the way up to the beach. So you were trying to walk them all the way up to the surf. And you get almost to the surf, and he gets that second wind, man. It takes you right back out to the end again. You know. But, when that happens, you got to basically have somebody hold the rod for you. You got to run down to the beach, into the water, you know, try to get your little scale for your pocket and unhook him. You know, swim him away and everything. A lot of good releases. I don't think anything's going wrong.
So, Jim,
yet.
So down in your area this time of year when you guys are fishing, is now a good time to come down there and catch tarpon, or what are you guys mainly focusing on down there, or, you know, targeting down there?
Yeah, we're going to start getting a lot of tarpon off the beach. And then inshore, we are already targeting juvenile tarpon.
Okay.
Some of the residential canals and a couple of the flats. This was a surprise. You know, so seeing that one back this far in the flat tells me that the bigger ones are showing up in the river. So from now, next few months, we'll be targeting the larger tarpon.
I did when I was down there fishing with one of our contributors. You know, I was just telling him also that I jumped one down there with him, and it was a surprise also. I mean, last thing on my mind, same thing, 10-pound braid, 15-pound, fluoro, and plastic, though, you know, weedless plastic. The paddle tail, and man, he hit it, and it just, you know, and I was like, wow, this must be a shark, you know, of course, you know, didn't even cross my mind it'd be a tarpon, and after about 2 or 3 minutes of him just burning off, finally started, you know, cranking on him, and all of a sudden, man, he comes by the water about, you know, kind of bring your head up out of the water, two or 3 feet, you know, and shake first, we're like, oh, crap, it's a tarpon, so we jump down, and he kind of fires up the motor, too, and we kind of ran him down a little bit, and then he made one of those full-blown, you know, went air-wise, you know, and boom, it was over with. You know, bam, cut a line. But it was still exhilarating, man. It was fun, and just that's why you do it for, you know.
Yeah, I hooked up on one over by the Coast Guard station. I was flounder fishing, and I start seeing fish boil. I'm wade fishing, and I see all these boils. I was like, oh, man. I run to my truck, and I used to keep a lure hanging on my rear view and pulled it off as a top dog and tied it on real quick. And I threw it out in the middle of those boils, and I mean, it didn't last but about 2 seconds, and tarpon was on it. And so I like run for what I can, get a couple of jumps out of it, and he just took off, stripped the line off the reel. And I was like, you know, it was worth losing that $7 lure for.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, I just got word from the man himself. Rick says, show sounding great from the beginning, feeling okay and getting better each day, but still very tired. The local shrimp season opens June 1st, and we usually have what's called brownies in the first set of shrimp. Then through the month of June, you can get either brownies locally or the West Coast shrimp around July 4th. The West Coast disappear, and we start seeing the white shrimp pick up, but they're very small. The month of July is real tough on live shrimp, so...
The month of July is real tough on them?
Yes. And I remember that.
Because the heat or something? Or what was that? Yeah. The water temp or something?
One thing, this weekend is the offshore power boat racing downtown. So you're going to have a bunch of boats running 70 and 80 miles an hour.
Somebody tell Ty that he's calling the wrong number.
Tell Ty
he's calling the wrong number. Ty, if you can hear me, dial 296-2692.
296-2692 people.
Yeah.
All righty.
But everybody be really careful if you're going to be downtown.
That's the P1 race, I think it is.
I don't know. These some big power boats, and this is the race that they do once a year. And I think they'll be racing downtown. I think you can go to Memorial Park to watch it.
That's cool.
Down in that area.
Have you ever seen that before?
I've seen offshore racing, but not here in Jacksonville.
Yeah, this is done in the river.
Is that going to make some already turbulent water pretty bad?
Is that the poker run type thing they have down there?
No, it's not the poker run. This is an actual, I think they got a course down there.
A sanctioned event or something?
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, that they're running. So
that's really cool.
You know.
Go check it out.
Stay out of there in the kayaks this weekend, guys.
Right.
It's not going to be a place you want to be.
All right. Looks like we do have a caller. Looks like Captain, I should say, Captain
you
Tyrus.
You recognize the number?
I do. Captain Tyrus McNeely.
All right.
He's calling.
How about it, Cap? You on?
Yeah, man. What's happening?
Hey, buddy. Fernandina Flash, what's going on?
Flash.
Fernandina Flash.
Well,
I don't know about Flash, but he's Fernandina, right?
Yeah. Well, I've heard he flashes, so.
No, no, he does that. Yeah, you're right about that.
not since my high school days.
No, okay.
Yeah.
How you doing, Ty?
Doing great, guys. It's a nice day out here on the water. Everything looks beautiful out here, man. I hate to know that you guys are sitting inside that studio.
There's air conditioning here.
Yeah, I hear you. About 90 degrees out here. A little bit of wind, so it's not too bad. The bugs aren't bad, so that's always a good thing.
And they're not expecting showers till after 4 o'clock.
So, Ty, did you get out Ty today?
Yeah, I came out for a little bit. I had my boat's in for maintenance right now for a couple of days, and so I brought the kayak out. And
God bless you.
Nice.
I got a charter. I hate to call it a charter. I got a guided trip set up for. Saturday, and the gentleman had called me back and said, hey, can we go out in kayaks instead of the boat? I said, we do whatever you want. You're paying for it. So he said he wanted to change his trip from a guided boat trip to a guided kayak trip. So I figured I need to dust the old paddle off, and I'm still a paddle guy. I don't have pedals. I never graduated up to that level. So that's the way we're going to do it tomorrow for him.
No kidding. Where are you going to launch at?
It'll be up here in Fernandina somewhere. There's, any side of the road place where you can walk and get in the water. I mean, that's a launch for it, right?
So, go out around the jetties.
Well, he's staying on the south end of the island, so we'll probably try to stay somewhere on the south end of the island up here, somewhere close. I got a couple spots we can get into with the kayak. It's not too shallow, not too deep. You know, it should be all right, I guess.
Yeah. Remind me to tell you, there's a pretty decent spot that you can put in with the kayak that I know of, and it's holding some really, really good fish. So it'd be really, really...
Lofton Creek?
That's a good spot, too.
Yeah.
But not Lofton. I'm not talking about there.
Well, it depends on what end of Lofton Creek you're fishing.
The only creek...
Right off the 200, baby.
No, we're not talking about there.
Right there by the boat ramp.
The only spot that Joe knows in Nassau County.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, Ty, so do you have two kayaks, or is he bringing his own kayak, I guess, or what?
No, I've got plenty of kayaks. I used to kayak fish predominantly before.
Turncoat.
I bought another boat, and I've still got what I got. It's just old school stuff, but I still get it done that way.
Yeah, Joe just said that you could borrow his old town if you needed it.
Yeah, he definitely doesn't use
it. My daughter won't even borrow my old town, buddy. Yes, Jeff. He'll tell you, I don't even like to get it muddy.
Oh, gosh.
Not surprised. Jeff?
He has it detailed on the
I'm
way over.
I'm serious. I go by Taylor, have him detail it for me.
Hey, Ty, hold on for a second. We're just going to a break, buddy. Hold on.
We'll get you on the other side.
Okay, I'll be here.
All right, 904-296-2692. GoneFishingShow.com is the website. 102.3 FM is the station you're listening
to. Gone Fishing
Show. GoneFishingShow.com. No G in fishing. Is that right, Jeff?
Pretty much. Apple and Android users can download the app on the Play Store by typing in Sunny 102.3 FM. Or listen to live streaming on your computer at www.gonefishingshow.com.
And we just got word from Rick's new nickname is the Baptist Flasher. That was what the nurses were calling him last week.
Oh, no.
Yeah, wow. Those told him he
women.
Wasn't tying the back of that gown. All right, y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745.
Do you have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
Hey, you want to boat some fish? Call Captain Don Taylor at Inshore Outdoors Fishing. He's a regular right here on the Gone Fishing Show, and boy, can he fish. From Nassau to St. Augustine, Captain Don has been hooking redfish, trout, flounder, sheep's head, tarpon, and snook for years. You'll be fishing with one of the best while using the latest rods and reels. Book your family-friendly charter today. Inshore Outdoors Fishing. If the fishing is tough, stay longer. If the fishing is great, stay all day. Call 318-9906. That's 318-9906. Online at InshoreOutdoorsFishing.com.
Beach Boulevard Motorsports is your Ranger Bass and Bay Boat connection. Whether you're a pro or a sportsman, saltwater or fresh, Ranger has the boat for you. The all-new 2016 Ranger boats are in stock at Beach Boulevard Motorsports. With interest rates as low as 4.99%, there's never been a better time to buy than now. Kick off the 2016 fishing season with a new Ranger boat from Beach Boulevard Motorsports. Beach Boulevard Motorsports, located between Southside Boulevard and St. John's Bluff. Online at bbms.com.
There's nothing worse than pulling your boat down the road and your trailer gives way. That's why you need to call Jim Pritchard at the Fat Cat Trailer Store. Jim's been providing trailer repairs for over 20 years. Welding, bearing replacement, parts, and custom-made axles are all right here at Fat Cat Trailer. Your boat belongs in the water, not in the median. Call Jim at Fat Cat Trailer, 247-1727. That's 247-1727. Fat Cat Trailer Service, near the Beach Boulevard Boat Ramp at 211 20th Street North, Jacks Beach.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale
and Joe Dion.
All right, we're back on the Gone Fishing Radio Show. I'm Captain Don Taylor, Jr. with Inshore Outdoors Fishing. We've got Captain Jim Britton with Salty Tails Charters in studio today, and we've got Mr. Jeff Altman of, what is it, Jeff?
Yep. Exactly. American Trappers.
American Trappers. And so we were just discussing earlier before the break, we were talking about obviously us catching some tarpon, and we had Captain Ty McNeely from Fernandina on the phone. So we got Mr. Ty still on the phone still? Captain Ty still? All right, Ty,
yeah,
you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, buddy. So you were discussing about your trip tomorrow with you kayaking and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I'm going to get out there and do some kayak fishing and see what we can do.
I want to see pictures of that.
No problem.
What's that water looking like out there, Ty?
Where I'm at right now, it's a little, I don't know, it's a little muddy, dark water. I don't know if it's clean water. It tastes pretty salty. You know, I wouldn't call it clean water, but it's not nasty water. You know, it's not that
you didn't fall out of that kayak, and that's not why you know what it tastes like, is it?
You know, I always taste the water. I don't know.
He does, seriously.
My dad did, I guess. My grandfather did it.
Hey.
And I do it.
I do the same thing.
A lot of us grew up the same way, Ty.
Yeah, I do too. Hey, so Ty, so let me ask you this question. As far as the rain that we've had and all the water that's been dumped, all the fresh water that's been dumped in this area, The water, though, as far as like the salinity level goes, can you tell out there if it's affected anything or not?
Well, I haven't actually started fishing yet. I wanted to talk to you guys before I actually pushed off. I don't know. As far as where I'm sitting right now, where I can taste the water, it's about where it's always at. You know, I got a high tide up here right now, though. It's pretty high. It's not flood tide level, but it's pretty high. I'll let you know in a little bit. Once I make a paddle down the river here, I can, I don't know if you guys will still be on the air by then, but, I can have some better information here in a minute.
Well, that's cool, man. I'm glad you're stepping out of your comfort zone there. And, I think it's pretty cool actually.
No, I'm good with it. I mean, like I said, it's been a few years since I've been in a kayak, but you know, I ain't hating.
Like riding a bike, man.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Get out there and get it done. But you guys were talking earlier about, shrinking seasons and those type things. I'm going to ask the other captains on the show.
We were talking about shrimping seasons.
shrimping seasons. Okay, I thought you were saying, it came across, I thought you were saying shrinking season.
No, sir, we were talking about
shrimping.
Shrimping, I think Jeff said that the shrimp season is about to open, and we were trying to figure out when the shrimp season actually opened, and I think we found out that it was June the 1st today, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it opens up June 1st, and yeah, that's right. So,
yes, sir.
Speaking of the shrimping, you know, we'll have on the Backwater Hustle Fishing Podcast, we'll have Bonnie McKenzie on here in the next week or two, and she is the shrimp goddess. She can tell you everything you need to know about shrimp. She's a third or fourth generation shrimper or something like that up here in Nassau County. They own a bunch of boats and get it done. So she's a wealth of knowledge when it comes to shrimp.
That's cool.
Talk to her about it than anything, yeah.
That's cool. I don't really know a whole lot about shrimp, do you? I mean, I know you can catch them. I know they taste good.
I know you can fry them.
I know you can fry them.
And you can boil them
or you can blacken them or grill them. But,
Everything eats them but
gumbo.
Mullet.
Everything eats shrimp.
Everything eats them but mullet. Other than that,
mullet eats shrimp, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Ty. We appreciate the call, man. Let us know if we'll be on there until about 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. So get a chance, give us a shout back. Okay, buddy?
All right. See you guys.
Thank you, sir. So, Jim, let me ask you this question. So, when you're out fishing with clients, I heard, you know, you said a minute ago that you were using shrimp. Now, is that normally one of your live baits that you use in your repertoire down there in your arsenal for catching fish? Or do you have a certain, you just whatever you can get at the bait shop? Or is it a certain day, a certain thing? Or do you go to a combination of all three every day?
Like we were just talking about, you know, shrimp eat, everything out there eats shrimp.
Yep.
So, I mean, if you're going just to catch fish, why not at least bring some of those along? If you get the right anglers, you know, we'll throw some artificials. You can cast net. I'll cast net some live mullet sometime. If I'm targeting just redfish, you know, cut bait, cut crab, cut ladyfish.
I love throwing a live shrimp up underneath of a dock for redfish.
Sure.
Because if a shrimp drops down there, that redfish is going to eat it.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's basically what they're all looking for out there. Everything that swims out there is looking to eat a shrimp. Now, they'll eat other stuff, but if that shrimp's there, they're going
to
eat it.
Yep, now, as far as the hatch, because I try to pay attention to that every time I'm on the water and when I'm on charters and stuff. What are you seeing that the hatches right now down in your area? Is it? I know right here we're seeing glass minnows right now have hatched out. We're seeing the finger mullet now are getting to be that 2, maybe 3 inches now.
We've got small. I mean, when I say small, like half inch pogies in the river right now too. They're tiny.
Okay, so you're seeing pogies.
Yeah, some grass shrimp hatching out. Just pretty much the same thing.
Same thing, okay. Have you noticed anything, Jeff, in particular when you've been out and about?
Yeah, it's just a lot of glass minnows, a lot of small minnows. I'm glad to see, you know, some larger finger mullets starting to move around now. But I haven't really been doing too much fishing the last couple of weeks.
Well, yeah,
besides the rain, I've been demoing the kitchen, so.
Well, I tell you what, it's pretty amazing to see. We were fishing a certain area. Well, I'll get back to it. But we got a phone call, looks like.
Lisa!
Right.
How about Lisa? Hey, sweetie, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. Great to get on the air with you and just give you some updates on what's going on.
CCA.
That's exactly right. Miss Lisa Fitzgerald.
So this is Lisa Fitzgerald, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, I know who she is. Okay.
She is the goddess of the CCA. She's going to tell us everything we need to know.
I don't know about everything. What I'm not going to tell you is exactly where I released those fish.
That's what we were hoping on.
Well, Lisa, she's a celebrity, isn't she? Every time I turn around, she's on every television show I see now, it seems like, this time
she's
of day.
On, she's on everything.
Yeah.
No, that's Lisa Gibbons.
No.
No.
Oh, no.
I've seen her on with, who was it, CA, and I've seen her on with... I've seen you on a lot of guys, it seems like, here
sure,
lately.
She's been on the Florida Fishing Report. And
Yeah.
And she is going to tell us about the Star Redfish Tournament.
Yeah, let's let her get her info out because we'll be going to a hard break, and I don't want to keep her holding for 10 minutes. So.
Okay.
No, I appreciate it, fellas. I just want to let everybody know that the competition has already started. It started this past Saturday, but you can still get registered and get involved. It's a 101 days of fishing. $500,000 in prizes.
Son.
We've got, $500,000 in prizes. Tagged redfish and tagged dolphin. If you catch one of our tagged redfish, and there's been a winner from your area last year, he won a brand contender. But if you catch one this year, you have your choice of a GMC pickup truck, a brand new contender with a 250 Yamaha.
Lisa, are you there?
Lisa?
Lisa, we lost
We've
you.
We lost you.
If you could call back. Sorry about that. We have lost you, dear.
Yep. Give us a call back, sweetie.
I look forward to hearing all that she's got to say regarding the CCA, though. I know it's for a good cause, and but there's a lot of they've really stepped up their game now with all the prizes you can win, and
the $250 alone, that's worth quite a few bucks.
There's another prize offered, and that's actually like a $50,000 college scholarship.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
You know, for a lot of kids,
junior anglers.
Yeah.
Well, it says here you win a GMC, you can win a Contender 22, you can win a Pathfinder 22. You can.
I'm going to go win me a boat this weekend.
All right, let's see if we can get her back on again.
Oh. Yeah, I think that's her.
Yep. Like. How about all right. Let's try it again.
Hey, it's me.
There you go.
Yay.
Hey, dear, we lost you.
So, well, I did tell you that you can win a Contender, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
That's where we lost you.
Now, all right. Well, that's on a Rolls axle trailer with a 250 Yamaha. Then you've got a Pathfinder, a Hughes, Carolina Skiff, and a Cottonmouth boat, all powered by Yamaha.
Good golly.
Yeah, there's six adult prizes that can be won. And then two, if you're a youth that catches a tagged redfish, there are two. Carolina Skiff 16 JBX with 40 horsepower motor and trailer can be won. Now, they're outfitted with a Humminbird electronics, a power pole, and a trolling motor, Minn Kota trolling motor. So those youngsters are really going to get started out right on their fishing endeavors.
So they are turnkey, ready to go boatsing, huh? They just hop in, turnkey, and ride, huh?
That's right. It.
They're going to learn how to pay them taxes, baby.
That's right. Cool deal.
There you go.
Hey, tell us about the scholarships that people can win, if you don't mind.
We got $100,000 in college scholarships just for catching fish. Two $25,000 scholarships. Academy Sports and Outdoors provided one. Realtree Fishing provided the other. Then we have 10 $5,000 scholarships for kids who will just catch ladyfish, jack, sheep's head, trout, snook, redfish, kingfish, grouper, or dolphin. Any one of those species, and they can submit them. One fish per day. If they fish every day of the summer, 101 days are their possibility of entries.
And that's just was that a photo? Lisa, we're going to a hard break, and we really want to get all your information and talk to you. The break lasts about maybe 7 minutes. Is it possible that we could either call you back or you call back about 1:10 so we can get all the information from you? Is that possible?
I can give you a shout back. That's not a problem.
That'd be awesome, dear.
Yeah, do
all
that.
Back up with you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much. Thank
you. You are listening to the Gone Fishing Show on Sunny 102.3 FM Jacksonville. Call us live at 296-2692. Apple or Android users, you can download the app on the Play Store by typing in Sunny FM 102.3 or listen through live streaming on your computer from the website at www.gonefishingshow.com. And there ain't no G in fishing.
All right, y'all stand by. We'll take a hard break. We'll be back about 7-8 minutes. Hold tight.